It's 20 minutes before 7 o'clock, before 8 o'clock at KGWA. It's 20 before 7 in Denver. That counts. Around mountain time, I suppose. Hi, Curtis Tucker from Mean and Buzz. How are you?
Hello, I'm fine. Happy Monday, everybody. Man, it's a little windy out there.
Smidge windy, you think?
Yeah. Yeah.
50-mile-an-hour wind gusts today. We just talked about it a minute ago, but really it's one of those days where you really need to make sure that you don't have anything loose laying around in your yard, like lawn chairs, or if you park your car like I do under a limb that's been hanging from the ice storm for many, many, many months.
Yeah.
This might be the day that those things come down.
I was going to say, you're probably a little late if you've got loose things around the yard. They're probably gone.
Yeah, but it's going to get worse than it is now.
Yikes.
Right now we're... Let me look before
what
I
are
start
our guests?
Yapping.
Yeah, and we are in a wind warning. We are in a red flag warning. Please don't start any fires. No. And if you wore a skirt to work, alert.
You might want to rethink that.
Yeah, or if you haven't gone to work yet, I would not recommend dresses and skirts today. Or umbrellas or hats. Or
right now around the Enid area, winds are gusting at 40. So it could gust another 10 miles an hour more than this. And you're right, that's 40-mile-an-hour winds. That's pretty fast.
It's pretty crazy. So, and it's in the 60s, and I'm going to go run the trail in shorts, but I think it's going to be feeling a little cooler than the 60s because of that wind.
And so. Sustained winds are at 30 right now, so it's just...
It's Oklahoma.
It's a blustery day. Yeah. Nice thing about it, when you're going north on the trail, it'll be awesome.
Yeah.
Just lift your foot.
Exactly. Yeah, there was a day, I think it was Christmas Day, when it was so warm. I think I was out there in shorts, but the wind was, that was like the strongest wind I'd run in on Christmas Day.
Yeah.
So
I remember that, yeah.
It was crazy, crazy Oklahoma weather.
You know, it is what it is. It's still wintertime.
Yeah, and it was a little windy on Saturday at the Polar Plunge.
Yeah, yeah.
Kudos, a shout out to everybody that showed up for that. I thought we had a great crowd.
I did too.
You and I did not get in the water. Mm-hmm. We needed to stay dry. We had electronics.
Yeah, I really was going to do this. I was going to do it. And I looked around and I'm like, I got all this electrical equipment. And I honestly, it's not a lack of being a wimp. I just didn't want to die.
You just weren't, Well, the weather turned out decent. The temperatures weren't bad. The water was around 60 degrees. Problem was, once you got into the water, which was cold, it was getting out of the water into that wind that was really chilly. So kudos to everybody that did get in the water. There was a lot of them. I believe the goal this year for the Polar Plunge, all the money raised goes to Special Olympics. The goal this year was $15,000, and preliminary numbers say that they broke that and they went to about $15,897. So again, kudos to anybody that contributed to the jumpers and officer excuse me,
Ali,
officer Andy Morris. He was the top fundraiser.
Yeah,
and there was costume contest. It was the youngest participant. There was all kinds of little awards given out.
The James Crabtree Correctional Facility folks were there from Helena up in Alva. The Bill Johnson Correctional folks were there from Alva, Garfield County, Sheriff's Office, the Enid Police Department, the Oklahoma Highway Patrol, For Our Kids. Oh, I knew there's a couple of other groups.
Yeah, many organizations
and
there.
A lot of single individuals did the plunge as well.
Yeah. So. I did not see Jerry Niles anywhere.
He had his representatives there, but I believe he was a little busy Saturday.
Okay.
Some things going on.
And George Pankinen was there, our new commissioner. Guy got to meet him. He was participating.
Yeah.
And kudos to Greg Jensen for allowing Splash Zone to be used for that purpose. He let everybody go down the slide that wanted to. So I'd say about 90% of the people went down the slide, and about 10% kind of just jumped off the side. So, again, what they're going to try to do next year is start a little earlier to get the word out, and let's make it over 16,000 next year. This year, they did give away those tickets to Longdale Speedway and Barry Switzer autographed OU football.
Do we know who the winners were? Because I didn't
get those. I do not know who the winners are.
I was going to try to buddy up to them, if you know what I mean.
Are you going to go to that deal? When is that deal?
The Longdale thing?
Yeah.
Yes, of course I'll be there.
You'll be there. Yeah. Okay.
I don't remember.
The day? Is it like this month?
I want to say it's in April.
Okay.
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't have the...
Anyway.
I can find out.
No, that's
No, really. Let me go find... Let's take a break. I got to take a break anyway.
Go find out.
Just take a breath. Take a breath. And we'll find out.
Hey, Buzzheads. If you'd like to advertise on Buzzhead Radio, contact us at buzz@enabuzz.com. We've got advertising opportunities at buzzheadradio.com, on our podcasts, and on our Facebook live streaming. So contact us at buzz@enabuzz.com.
746 at KGWA. I'm still looking.
So we didn't answer the question.
I got the schedule, but I don't see when. We need to go on to the Longdale Speedway Facebook page while we talk. Open practice, by the way, is the 10th. Is that this Saturday? What day is it?
Yeah. And so who? Name the three drivers that are going to be there again.
Kenny Wallace, Ken Schrader, and Tony Stewart.
Very cool.
And I just don't know.
Yeah, we'll dig that up somewhere here soon. Hey, don't forget, tomorrow is a Festival of Flavor event put on by the Enid Rotary at the Enid High School cafeteria. They are going to have over a dozen Enid eateries that are going to have samples of their food. There's going to be everything from, sandwiches, salads, chicken, Italian, Mexican, Chinese, chili, desserts, ice cream, and more. For $15, you get to sample as much of that as you can. And I do recommend getting there early. It's from 6 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. The earlier you get there, the more choices you're going to have on food. It does go quickly. All the money does benefit the Rotary Club. And this year, they have different Enid High organizations that they help out. This year, it is, again, the EHS Project Graduation. They will be helping serve everything and getting things cleaned up. So everybody get over there tomorrow night, 6 p.m., Enid High School Food Court for the Festival of Flavor.
Wednesday, May 3rd.
May 3rd, okay. We've got a little ways.
Yeah.
Everybody should put that on their calendar for the Longdale Speedway.
Yeah.
And May is when the Enid Speedway kicks mm-hmm. off. So yep. We do not have... They did have a preliminary date, but we will get you an exact date and all that stuff for the Enid Speedway as well. And I, number one question in the last couple of weeks is, when is Patio?
Yeah, I don't know.
El Patio?
That restaurant out there?
That restaurant out there?
West Garriott?
Yeah, in front of all the... What is that
Ulta?
Little... What is that little... I keep forgetting
the shopping center. What's it called?
Yeah, it's got a name.
Yeah, the place that used to be Walmart.
Land Run?
I don't know.
I don't remember. Okay, anyway, the new Mexican restaurant where the old new China was. I called them yesterday.
Yeah.
Because I was wondering. Everybody's been asking me, and the date keeps getting pushed back. So it has been pushed back a little further. The gentleman, the manager of the one in Ponca City, said his brother is the one opening the one here. And he believes they will be open at the end of March. Or the beginning of April. So we've got maybe about 3 weeks, and that restaurant should be open, barring any delays. So everybody's looking forward to that, and we will keep you informed on that. Everybody's asking about Five Guys Burgers. That I do not know. Still have not seen any confirmation from the company. I asked if anybody had been hired yet. I didn't get any response on that. So supposedly they're still coming, but not seeing any movement over there on that either. But coming soon. Hey, it is National Nutrition Month, all month long. Integris is offering a month-long Ask the Dietitian series online. You can get on there. I've got a link on enabuzz.com, and you can ask... dietitian Kelsey Duncan from Integris Weight Loss Center. Any question you want about nutrition, weight loss, things like that, you can even submit your questions anonymously and check back on Eye on Your Health every Tuesday, and you can see her answers.
Excellent.
So everybody get healthy this month. Get on there. Again, I have a link on enabuzz.com. Integris, I'm sure, has a link as well from their website. So get all of your nutrition questions answered. Man, we got big stuff coming up.
A lot of stuff.
Circus coming mm-hmm. to the Central National Bank Center March 15th. Get your tickets for that. Right after that, we've got Newsboys on March 17th. Right after that, we've got Travis Tritt on March 18th. So three big, huge events coming to the CNB Center. Have you heard anybody that won anything on the Price is Right?
I did not.
I haven't heard either. I saw lots of pictures.
Saw a lot of pictures.
Yeah, lots of pictures, some video from before they told everybody to turn their video cameras off.
Yeah.
But I have not heard if anybody like won a big vacation or car. If you know, buzz at enbuzz.com. Send us if you know of anybody that won anything big, and we'll let everybody know. But looked like a decent crowd. I think everybody was having fun. And I know the people that posted on Facebook that went to that enjoyed their time. So big events going on at the Central National Bank Center. If you don't think you're going to enjoy something, I'd say go give it a try. You might enjoy it. Might be surprised. So,
yeah.
Arts Festival is coming up as well. We've got spring break coming up next week. And so at the end of spring break, Saturday, March 18th, will be the third annual Downtown Arts Festival, along with the Red Brick Road food truck festival.
Yeah.
And along with that, there's also going to be music. They've got music from 11 to 7 lined up throughout the day. So get over there, buy some art, eat some food. They've also got a list of the trucks. Here, a Backstreet Burger. Oh, we read this off the other day, and I messed it up really. We're talking Cajun, Mexican. Yeah, I'm not even going there, am I?
No, don't.
All kinds
of
barbecue.
Yeah.
All kinds of different food. So mark that on your calendar, March 18th, the third annual. They had over 3,000 people there. It is $2 to kind of get into the area. You know, it's only $2, but that helps pay for everybody that helps set things up, gets things plugged in, cleans everything up. So don't get irritated at just a mere $2 charge to get in there. And there could still be time to get your food truck entered into that. It is past the date to get your art entered, so all the artists have been entered into that already. But get over there for that. And don't forget about the Cherokee Strip Regional Heritage Center. The Trappings is going on through March 25th. Is this Wednesday a brown bag lunch?
It is a brown bag lunch.
And I believe it's going to be about trappings.
I can look it up real quick.
Well, we can tell you more about that tomorrow if you can't find it. But yeah, Trappings is going on this month, and also at the Brown Bag Lunch this Wednesday, a free event every month. Take your lunch, go hear somebody lecture, and they will be lecturing about some of their art, I believe, this
March
week.
March the 8th, artist Barbara Jacques will be the featured artist at noon in the Village Church, and it is the Trappings.
Very cool.
So, yeah.
Yeah. And a reminder, we do have Uber in Enid. I don't know that anybody's getting a ride right now. If you are a Uber driver, you could be earning some money because nobody... All the drivers that I know have not been turning on their service, and so I don't know that anybody's been getting Uber rides yet. If you are doing that, let me know, buzz@enabuzz.com, and we'll let everybody know what times you are going to be doing your Ubering and all that stuff. So don't forget about also talking about the CNB Center. We got Jeff Foxworthy and Larry the Cable Guy coming. That's a later down the road. That's actually on April Fool's Day, so it's not that far away.
Not at all.
Man, that's going to be
first.
What could be better than going to see two comedians on April 1st?
Two shows, and then in the midst of that, the Van Spouses charity auction and dinner is happening the same date, just right across the parking lot in the convention hall.
Very cool. All kinds of stuff going on. Hey, I found a thing a while back about, do you ever wonder why barns are red? Have you ever...
Actually, yeah. What is the story behind a red barn?
Well, I've got all this information, and it would take forever to read all it. Basically, what it comes down to is iron oxide.
Yeah.
Back in the day, when they were painting things, when they were mixing up colors, there was an abundance of red dirt and iron oxide in our area and in the farming areas. And so when they mixed up paint colors, because that was the most... plentiful stuff that they had, it basically ended up, things started ending up red.
I'll be darned.
Yeah.
Well, it makes sense, especially if you had a can of white paint, because white would be.
Well, I don't even know if they had white paint. I think they were mixing the paints.
Wash or whatever.
Yeah.
Your barn's going to turn red anyway in this part of the world because the dirt's going to blow. So let's just paint it Oklahoma dirt red. That actually makes some sense.
Yeah. Over the years, more and more farmers joined in, eventually turning to store-bought red paint,
right.
Specifically a pigment called red ochre. Ochre?
Sure.
Anywhere. And so basically it started out due to the, having that abundant, but then now it's kind of become a farmer's tradition.
Fine. I thought it was going to be something about warding off evil spirits or something, some kind of tradition brought over from Europe or something like that.
Yeah, basically started in the late 1700s. Farmers mm-hmm. noticed that their unpainted barns were quickly wearing out,
right.
And so they wanted to cover them,
yeah.
the wood with something, and so they started mixing up. Oh, here was the clay mixed with linseed oil from flax plants,
okay.
is what they mixed up original paint. That's where paint kind of
so it was
began.
A stain. If it was an
it
oil,
was basically,
it
yeah, basically
would be
a
red stain.
Yeah.
And that's cool.
Yeah.
All
so
right.
there you go. If you didn't know, there's your FYI of the day. So.
And now I just had an idea how to keep from spending so much money on stains. I could stain my house with red dirt.
And flaxseed oil.
My wife would love that.
Yeah. She would enjoy that. So.
I challenge you, go out and look at your brick mortar. Do you have bricks on your house?
We do.
Look at the mortar. I don't know how old it is, but go out there, just take a spot where nobody's going to see you, scrub it, and scrub it clean, and tell me if the rest of the mortar looks red when you get done scrubbing that one spot.
Really?
Yep, dirt. Red dirt. Yep.
In my
and
mortar?
In everybody's mortar. That's why it looks a little... I'm telling you, if you look at it closely... Everybody's mortar has a slight pinkish tint to it.
I'll have to check that out.
It's been there for a while.
Maybe I'll take a close-up picture, post it.
Something for, because you live in a wooded area. It might not be quite as bad, but for those of us that don't, yeah.
Yeah. Hey, and just as a reminder, the observatory at Enid High School, they kicked off that fundraiser.
Uh-huh.
The Dr. Nancy Curie Gregg Observatory on top of the high school, they are doing a fundraiser. Friends of the observatory trying to raise money so they can get a new telescope and just some improvements to that. So get on enidbuzz.com. We've got a link to where you can contribute to that. Again, the other night, that was just the kickoff to the mm-hmm. fundraiser. So let's help the kids get a better telescope and learn more about astrology over there at the Enid High School.
Awesome.
That is very cool. And the tickets are still on sale for the Leonardo's. No. Where are we at? What is today?
Gosh. March the 6th.
Boy, that's March 9th. You better get the tickets quick. Yeah, it's coming up here quick. So get your tickets for Leonardo's annual awards dinner. This year's theme will be Willy Wonka, Pure Imagination. They're going to have a huge chocolate fountain. So if you like chocolate and all kinds of fun stuff, get your tickets to that. It's a fundraiser for Leonardo's. They're also going to have an auction. They have all kinds of fun stuff going on that night. Tickets are $75
Excellent.
Per person, $150 per couple, or $500 for a sponsored table. So contact Lewis Eggleston over there, and he will help you get that up. Trips, jewelry, purses, gift cards, artwork, golf, home decor. That's
nice.
Stuff that will be up for the auction.
Awesome.
So. Yeah.
Hey, bids for bargains start in here in about 45 seconds, 234-4230 to place your bid. Log on to our website and Facebook pages and follow the links for that. Again, high fire danger, high wind warning in effect. Literally, wind gusts right now are around 40 miles an hour. Add 10 more mile an hour to it. That's what we're going to be around throughout the day. Clear up to like 8 o'clock tonight.
So very dangerous.
Be careful.
Don't forget, if you miss our show, buzzheadradio.com. You can hear us at a later date.
Excellent. Hey, go out and have a good day.
See ya.
You're really going to run the trails, huh?
I'm going to go, well, yeah.
Grab a sheet.
Yeah.
And just use it as a sail.
That
and you won't have to work out very much at all.
Could be pretty cool.
Just think. See you tomorrow.
See ya.